want to get to something here. I want to get to something here because it's important. Speaking of what we're talking about, the criminal activities of the Biden family, right? Look, if you or I or our families were involved with anything that even remotely approached what we're talking about here, we'd have been cuffed and dragged long ago. We'd be at Club Fed, right? We would be. But John Kirby, man, this guy, what a clown. John Kirby caught flat-footed again on the spreading questions of the Biden family's criminal activities involving millions of dollars in payments from foreign governments. And look, this $5 million deal outlined in the FT 1023, that's just one thing. That's just one element of a much bigger, broader scheme. Remember, Tony Bobulinski came out October 2020, said, oh, yeah, I was in meetings with Joe Biden, with Hunter Biden, with other people, right? And involved in all these different things. And Joe Biden was fully aware of the business activities of his son Hunter and the other folks like John Kerry's, was it his stepson? Whatever it is. Doesn't matter. But here he is, John Kirby caught flat-footed again. When asked about the criminal activities involving millions of dollars in payments from foreign governments, listen.
On May 10th, they issued a report showing that the Biden family allegedly funneled $10 million into their bank accounts while Joe Biden was vice president. Members of the committee have said there may be several national security concerns at hand here with their alleged ties to the foreign countries. Admiral, have you read the report yourself, and do you personally think that there are any national security concerns here?
No, and no.
Good.
Wow. Way to take the question. No, and no. John Kirby is part of this problem of this administration. Dishonesty is a policy. Cover up, something they do by nature. Not telling the truth. Pushing stuff to the side, slow walking everything. He couldn't answer a question about Joe Biden, but man, John Kirby can bend the knee to the Chinese. Oh, yeah. Bent the knee on that close call on fighter jets in the ocean and fighter jets and then the ships in the ocean, but he failed to call out the aggressive nature of the maneuvers by the PRC and the CCP. Listen to this.
That said, these are intercepts. Now, look, air and maritime intercepts happen all the time. Heck, we do it. The difference is when we do it, when we feel like we need to do it, it's done professionally, and it's done inside the international law, and it's done in accordance with the rules of the road. These two that you saw recently, and they have happened with more frequency than we'd like. Not all of them are unsafe and unprofessional, but these two were. You saw in the air intercept. That they forced our aircraft and our C-135 to basically go through the jet wash. That you saw the bump in the cockpit. That shows you how close that Chinese fighter was to our jet. And in the maritime intercept in the Taiwan Straits, 150, 140, 150 yards. Speaking as an old sailor myself, I'll tell you that's pretty close when you're in open waters like that.
Yeah, pretty close. By the way, what is our policy on China? What is our policy on? Does anybody happen to know? I want to jump to bite number 10 here. There's a reason for this. I want to switch gears here. I'm going to bite 10. Because our policy on China, when it comes to Taiwan, has apparently changed with Joe Biden. He says we're willing to send troops and defend the island and do these other things. It's not been the American policy previously. And Jake Sullivan, another stooge of the administration, another mouthpiece of dishonesty, blathering away, unable completely to answer the question, well, what is the administration's position on Taiwan? What is America's position on China? Listen.
There is some contradiction in the administration's strategy. You say and keep saying the policy is unchanged. You believe in the One China policy, the Shanghai communique, all the various declarations after that. And then President Biden has four times now said unequivocally, the United States will come to Taiwan's assistance if there is a Chinese attack on it. What is President Biden trying to alter the policy of strategic ambiguity about what the United States would do in this circumstance and be very clear about it? And if that's the case, is that not a change in policy?
So President Biden has answered this hypothetical question on multiple occasions, as you say. He has also, on multiple occasions, including in the very same breath, said that our policy towards cross-strait relations towards China and Taiwan has not changed, that it is rooted in the One China policy, the three joint communiques, the Taiwan Relations Act. That remains the fundamental foundation of our policy. The president himself has said that. He said it directly to Xi Jinping.
But there's a contradiction there.
Well, first of all, the entire Taiwan policy of the United States is built on a series of internal tensions.
Mm-hmm. The entire policy of the United States towards China is to kiss their feet, apparently. What happens from here? Oh, we don't want to disengage. No. We want to be involved with China. We want to make sure that, you know, we're involved with China and everything's good. How do you think we got there? By accident? Please. Well, we didn't get there by accident. We got there because some family members may have gotten checks worth millions of dollars. I'm just throwing it out there for your consideration that we may have paid a lot of money to certain people. If you want to save a lot of money, well, you can save a lot of money with well-connected hybrid geothermal system. The final way to save money on geothermal, finally it's here. Connecting your existing heating and cooling system with your existing heating and cooling system using the renewable energy from the well in your yard. If you have a well, you could be saving 70% to heat and cool your home almost immediately. Plus, there are incentives available from state governments and federal governments, from New York to New Hampshire to Michigan to Minnesota. There are ways to get this done. Find out more at wellconnectgeo.com. They're also looking for dealers. Affordable geothermal, wellconnectgeo.com. Check it out today. I'll be back.